News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
To matters much more serious, the government should revisit its decision to suspend what it deemed non-essential buildings. So says developer Michael O'Flynn, who of course is managing director of O'Flynn Construction, one of the company's biggest construction firms. Michael, why do you think we should be reopening building sites?
Well, first of all, Shane, I just want to confirm that I absolutely understand and agree with the health guidelines we've got, and they have to be adhered to 100%. In the run-up to the sudden closure last Friday night, companies like mine were doing what they should be doing in terms of social distancing and all the regulations that were put out there, and a lot of steps were taken on sites to make sure, and a lot of supervision was taking place on sites to ensure that we were doing exactly what we should be doing. So I don't want anyone to think that I'm in any way suggesting that we shouldn't take 100% serious the regulations that are put out there. And I'm like everybody else, I can only compliment those involved on the front line and elsewhere in implementing those. Having said that, I was somewhat surprised, as were colleagues in our area, that housing wasn't included as an essential service, in that in the run-up to this unfortunate virus, housing was probably the number one issue in this country. Mm. I absolutely understand and accept that there are some sites where you can't achieve social distancing because of the nature of the site, the scale of the site, that there are small sites and a lot of people working at them. But housing in particular, and I think putting housing in with the entire construction is not the right thing to do. I think it wasn't thought out, maybe given the pressure everybody is under. And on Friday night, there was an announcement made, and then on Saturday, The whole day was taken to discuss the various entities that should fit in.
Michael, it's a reasonable point you make. And look, I'm certainly not going to attack you for raising that point. I actually think it's really important that people like yourself, high-profile people, raise questions in an informed and measured manner about what we're doing. Because I think we shouldn't just accept everything necessarily as being the right decision. And I think that's very welcome. I do have to put it to you, though. In the days before the lockdown, walking around town, it was abundantly obvious to anybody that social distancing was not being maintained on building sites. And not only that, when fellas were leaving the building sites and going into the local shop to get stuff, they were not maintaining social distancing with their workmates. They were all walking around in groups. It was extraordinary to see, Michael.
But look, Shane, I carry no brief for that situation.
I'm not suggesting you do. My point is it's almost impossible to control these things on a micro level.
No, and I hear what you're saying and I understand what you're saying. And if that is absolutely the case, well, then you've no choice but shut the entire industry down, which is what has actually happened. However, I believe companies like ours, who took this thing really seriously, who literally had COVID-19 marshals on all the sites. But the important thing for us was we had a really willing workforce, as had other developers like us. Really willing workforce who understood the seriousness of what was going on, and they were almost supervising each other. I carry no brief for any company anywhere who didn't adhere to the rules as put out there. And I accept
What did your COVID guys do? I'm very curious to this.
Well, they obviously had their own role, within the actual site, but their primary role became supervising and making sure that everybody adhered to what the company wanted, which is exactly what the guidelines set out.
So would they go around saying, Mike, you're too close to John there, you need to move apart?
They'd go around and make sure that people were doing exactly as they were meant to do. We took a very strong line in it. People could be suspended or fired immediately, literally, if people didn't take this. Because we knew the industry may come under pressure. Like in the UK, housing has not been shut down. I'm not in any way trying to be relaxed about this.
No, I get that. No, we accept
that. And I appreciate your introduction there, because I'm not. But at the same time, we have a massive housing crisis. We're shut down for 2 weeks. I accept that. I understand that. I do think there are some exceptions that should be considered. I think housing is one of them. I think any site, and there's health and safety and the principals of companies have to take responsibility here. There is a way of building houses safely. It's different to maybe how we normally did it. You have to make sure that you haven't got two people in the one room within a house. A lot of the house building is out in the open. You have to take steps, and those in charge of the actual site have to take steps to make sure that things are done slightly differently.
Okay.
But I honestly can tell you, we were operating safely, as were a lot of our colleagues. And any people who weren't doing that, I accept they should be closed down for this period. I make no apology to them for saying you should do it right or you should be closed down. But I do think from the economy point of view, we have to look at a recovery here. We have to look at where we are with housing. And all I want is, I think housing should be considered, and I don't want people to misjudge
approach. No, we accept that. Michael, it's an interesting argument. Thank you indeed for joining us this morning. Developer Michael O'Flynn of O'Flynn. In construction.